The EP Podcast, heard everywhere podcasts can be found, and always at theeppodcast.com.
The Southside Irish Parade fell on St. Patrick's Day, and all of the Southside was out. All of Evergreen Park was out. It was one of those perfect storms. Like, it was cold, but it was sunny. I was at that parade on Sunday. People were stacked up and down the street, much busier than the last couple of years up there. And I think everybody was out having a good time. You could tell on Monday that was the case. I know a lot of people that didn't go to work on Monday. I know at least one school that one of my kids goes to, it was senior ditch day. I know another school that one of my kids goes to didn't even have class. A pre-scheduled day off after the Southside Irish Parade on St. Patrick's Day. Probably because they thought the kids were going to be partying too much. Not the teachers, for sure. Definitely because of the kids. Listen to this weekend. Friday night, I'm at Cork and Carry on Western. I'm doing a drawing, sending somebody to Hawaii. I was doing that for Socks in the Basement, another podcast here at the 9-Foot Homemade Oak Bar. Saturday morning, I'm up, I'm on the river, downtown, with an Evergreen Park boat captain by the name of Ray Novak, who's been on this show before. He runs Chicago fireboat tours, and he's got me on an old-timey Chicago fireboat that I believe was last used back in the 30s. And I got to see the river get dyed green up close and personal. It was a great experience. Thanks again to Ray. I actually chatted with him for Southside Pod while he was steering the boat up and down the river. That will be out on that podcast later on this week. And then I swung back to Evergreen Park, went to Evergreen Park Community High School. The YA Literary Festival was going on, first annual. Big turnout. A huge success. Later on in this episode, we're going to sit down with one of the organizers at the actual literary festival. So you're going to hear all about it, how it turned out. And then after that, I was at Porter Cullen's, one of the epicenters of celebration this past weekend in the EP. We're going to start today's show right there. It's brought to you by the First National Bank of Evergreen Park. They love this community as much as you do. And with their total access checking account, you get free ATMs nationwide and a $300 bonus with qualifying activities. Paired with their mobile banking tools and award-winning customer service, switch to a true community bank. It has never been easier. The free ATMs came in handy this weekend when I was bouncing around. Didn't matter what ATM I used. If there was a fee, they just put the money back in my account. That makes it free. See all of their offers. They got a great rate on CDs right now. Go to bankevergreenpark.com, but I suggest the best thing to do is stop in and see them. Really friendly people over on the corner of 95th and Pulaski in that iconic building, the First National Bank of Evergreen Park, member FDIC. Both interviews that you're going to hear today on this podcast are going to be available in video form later on this week, which is awesome because you're going to want to see the leprechaun outfit my first guest is wearing. Porter Cullen's was the place to be in the EP all weekend long, and we were there on Saturday as the party got started. I am sitting next to a guy who is overcompensating for his lack of Irishness. Kirtan Gandhi is sitting here with me, the proprietor of Porter Cullen's. We've had you on the show before. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. What'd you do? You go on Amazon, you got this, or you got this in the closet? Like, it's something you wore your whole life.
I went out to Ireland to make sure that it was authentic, and that's where I got it. I stand by that story.
This is the place in Evergreen Park, I believe, to be during this holiday weekend. I think, spoke to you about this maybe a month or two ago, just in passing. I was in here, and I said something about, like, are you ready for that weekend? Because I've seen this place get wall-to-wall packed, especially on the actual date of the 17th. We're talking on the 16th. This will, of course, air afterwards, but are you prepared?
We are as prepared as we're going to be. I'm very, very excited about it. I invite everyone to come through. We have enough Guinness. We have enough beers and food and corned beef for the entire community. And the entire staff will be on call to make sure that everyone gets everything they need as fast as they need it.
I want to talk about your menu a little bit because we got the Irish egg rolls here, and I'll show them off real quick. I'm not going to make the mistake I did last time talking to you, where I started eating and I was having so much. I enjoyed the food so much that I couldn't even talk when I was here. What are the two sauces that come with it? I've always wondered what that is.
So that's a pickled aioli is the white one there, and then a Thousand Island dressing that comes with it. You mix it together, and it's a good combination.
You know, I've seen this pop up on menus locally recently, but I feel like Porter Cullen's is the first place that I ever had an Irish egg roll, even before you took over the place. But I mean, do you get people that come in here just for this item? Because I would imagine you do.
We do. We do. It's a crowd favorite, and I think the reality is, you know, we make our corned beef in-house. You know, we prep it in-house, and those are prepped by hand with the egg roll wrappers every day, actually.
So every day they make
them. Every day they're making them. So
that's crazy.
So that's a shout out to the previous owners as well for coming up with a great recipe. And the community is really, you know, eating it up, so to speak.
Like, I'm going to say something here that I don't know if I have to say. Like, if you haven't been in Porter Cullen's in a while, things have changed. But I feel like when I drive by here at 99th, right off of right near Central Park here, I see this place jam-packed most nights. I think a lot of people have been in here recently to see that you've updated the chairs, you've updated the bar stools, you've updated the menu. The menu is expanded, right? The drink options expanded. Everything that you've done, the soup of the day, you have a list for every day of the month when you walk in here so you can plan ahead on when you're coming back.
Absolutely.
If you're in the soup. And you have some food items. Like, I brought my son in here, 16 years old, thinks that he eats hot food. Thinks he's, like, he can eat anything that's hot, right? Mm-hmm. And he had your grilled cheese sandwich. My friend, it's tasty, but it may be the hottest thing that's ever touched my lips. I wanted to ask you about that. Where does that come from? Because that's new.
Yeah. So I'm vegetarian, as everyone knows. And, you know, I love spicy food, you know, being Indian-Irish.
I tried to explain that to him. I was like, you know, the new owner's Indian.
Yeah.
That may be a heat you've never experienced before.
Absolutely. So we throw serrano peppers in a lot of things. And serranos are notoriously spicy, especially as we head into the summertime. And so that's why that sandwich, it is very spicy, and it might be the spiciest item we have on the menu.
One of the things that I learned from my brother-in-law, he's Irish, 100% Irish, right? And we went to some place that was, you know, had Irish food, and the amount of curry that's used. And I always thought that was just something that you would see on Indian dishes. And so, like, that is actually a very Irish thing that you can mix in with the menu here.
Absolutely. So right now we're, you know, we have specialty curry fries. You know, next month, you know, I do these pairings every 30 days. We're going to do a curried chicken. We're trying different ways to bring some of those flavors out. And there is a good...
And it's a very Irish thing.
I don't think
this area knows that unless they've been to Ireland or actually spoken to somebody who's been there or gone to some place that's super authentic, because it is a very Irish thing. So bringing it in is actually, like, adding to what Porter Cullen's already does.
I appreciate that. I think what we've tried to do is really... You know, it's a fusion of flavors, right?
Yeah.
So there's like an Indian element to the curry spices. And then, you know, that has been kind of like tweaked over time and, you know, has the Irish flair to it. And so we're embracing that a little bit more. I've got a lot of requests from customers saying, hey, we want to get some more of those flavors in here. And, you know, we try to be very responsive. So whenever we hear some of that feedback, you know, that's how we come up with some of these pairings. Someone's like, hey, I really want to try this. You know, I go far away for it. Can you tell me how I can get it? And that's literally how it ends up on the menu. So if there's something that anybody is looking to try, you know, I said it before and I'll say it again, you know, let me know and we're happy to throw it on the menu and see how it goes. And if it works well, we keep it on the menu and roll with it going forward.
One of the other things that I'm happy that you have, and I've been hearing this from a couple of local bar owners, that the Guinness Zero is flying out of the bars.
It
like
is.
People love the non-alcoholic Guinness because it tastes just like a regular one. You've got a regular.
St. Patrick's Day.
I've got the Zero. Okay, I'm being responsible today. I'm running all over the place today.
Fair enough.
I've been everywhere. And I will tell you this: it tastes exactly the same. Like, I've tried a non-alcoholic beer every once in a while, and sometimes they really miss the mark. But I've heard that this thing's flying off the shelves. It is doing, like, I like it. It tastes just like a regular Guinness. And you guys have it on tap here. Or not on tap,
no,
in the cans.
We have the cans. So
in the cans.
We actually have really expanded our non-alcoholic menu as well. So we have Guinness Zero, which has been selling like crazy. We have Dos Equis Zero. We have Corona Zero. So Blue Moon, Sam Adams. And we're seeing a lot of throughput on that because a lot of folks come in, especially for lunch or something, and they want to have a beer or a beer flavor, but they don't want to have the alcohol or the effects of the alcohol.
The Benny's here in Evergreen Park, I think, has a whole aisle of them now. There's all these craft is becoming, I think it's a new trend in craft beer as the non-alcoholics. I'm seeing them in actual craft breweries around the South Side. And then I walked into Binney's maybe about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, they have a whole aisle. And it isn't just domestic ones. There's all these breweries that are just specifically doing it. That, I think, is going to be the next wave.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, we want to make sure, like, again, that we're catering to what our customers want. And so we've kind of continued to expand it. We are, you know, even crafting cocktails now that are, all of our cocktails can be made, you know, without alcohol, and they give you the same flavor and the same effect. So, you know, whether you want to have it or don't want to have it, we try to make sure you're covered either way.
I think that's really, really cool. Okay, so this is the beginning. I was just saying to my daughter, who's over here chowing down off the camera, she was like, "You're going up to Porter Cullen's? I want to eat."
Yeah,
like, she was like, she wasn't going to miss out on the opportunity. Okay, but I was just telling her, I'm like, this is it. This weekend is the beginning of spring. This is people start coming out. Okay, you start thinking about, it's going to be the end of school soon. It's going to be summertime. What do you guys have planned in the coming months for the folks here in Evergreen Park and the surrounding area?
Yeah, so you know, we've invested a lot on the exterior. On the patio, putting out new furniture, renovating the exterior of the building. You know, we have a new sign.
You have a mural out there.
A new mural.
Who did that?
His name's Kevin Dembski. He's a local guy, just a couple blocks away. Phenomenal guy, phenomenal artist. Put that together for us. Had it framed out nicely, put some lights over top.
How much input did you get in the mural? Sometimes these artists are like, I'm just going to make what I feel that day.
He was fantastic.
Yeah?
You know, and I kind of gave him like the ideas, and he really ran with it, came up with this beautiful concept. And the great thing about the way that we've mounted it is it allows us to like flip it out every so often as we head into the holidays, you know, make it more thematic, make it more relevant to what's going on. So, you know, we were kind of thinking that way ahead. But
you're doing the same thing with the sign.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you've seen us on 99th, if you haven't seen it, I was amazed by this. It changes colors.
Absolutely.
And it looks like it could be something that would like light an airport runway if you wanted to, but you have it very low lit, and it really fits the neighborhood really well. I think you were really considerate to the people around you.
Absolutely.
With that.
And we went and talked to the neighbors. We worked with the village because we did have to get a permit for it. So, you know, originally we were thinking about a little bit more marquee, but, you know, Edison bulb marquee. And, you know, we wanted to make sure we weren't being too obtrusive. So.
Yeah.
It looks bright at night, and that's why we came to the building slate.
Yeah, but I don't even think it's that bright when drive by it. Yeah.
Right. It just sits there. And so yeah. That was kind of the idea, that it gives you the effect of it, especially at night. But during the daytime, you wouldn't know that it's lit at all, right? It just looks like a typical acrylic sign. So, you know, that we were very fortunate. John Quinn, who's our local contractor, who's really helped us out, you know, really helped us come up with a good design. And, you know, as we think about the spring and in the summer, we're really looking to expand the patio, provide more seats for folks outside. You know, we've renovated the party room as well for overflow. So it's an ongoing process. We're taking input. We're going to work with the village to see where we can make some adjustments and things like that. I have some other ideas on the horizon in terms of outdoor seating, you know, and we're working through those now. But yesterday marked about 11 months since I took over Porter Cullen's, and it has been a good time. It has been crazy. We have made a lot of advancements in different areas, and who knows what's in store now. So.
Well, you can see I couldn't resist it, April.
Absolutely.
You were talking. I was like, he looks like he's going to talk long enough for me to take a bite out of that thing, because it's so good. I love it. It's one of my favorite things here on the menu. I will say this. Whenever I'm in here, you're here.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't know. When you were preparing to buy an Irish pub, if you started watching Bar Rescue, to get, you know, to get ideas of what you shouldn't do, okay? But that was always, like, the thing, like, on that TV show, like, when the owner's not active, things don't go as well as they should go. And you seem to be very active, always here. Everybody seems to know your name when they come walking in here. Everybody says hi to you. I mean, it is, I mean, you really have taken to this in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a management consultant in my previous life, and we worked a lot of hours, and you know, I don't mind working at all, but this never really, and this is not to be cliche, it really isn't work for me. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's very native to who I am. Being around people, I love it. So I can't think of a lot of other places I'd rather be than be here, be, you know, with everyone, make sure it's running the way, service is top notch. So yeah, I am here a lot. But the beauty of it is, like, with my staff, who's tremendous, they support me in a way I can never thank them enough for. And so then the days that I'm not here, I get to not be here. I'm not worried, you know, it runs. But when I'm here, I'm engaged and I'm having a good time. So it's like, Why wouldn't I be here?
Right? I still haven't come in here where you're not popping your head in, so yeah. I don't know when you take days off, but I haven't seen it yet. Well, thank you so much for
thank
the hospitality.
You.
And happy St. Paddy's Day, and congratulations on 11 months. And this place is hopping.
Take
a moment and pat yourself on the back, because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of places that still aren't hopping after the last couple of years, and you've got this place moving, and there's a reason for it, that's for sure.
I really appreciate that, and I do want to say a deep thank you to the Village, they've been tremendous, and the people of the Village, thank you for supporting us. Come out, you know, if there's something that you'd like to see, let me know, and we look forward to having a drink with you very soon. So happy St. Patrick's Day.
And a warning that grilled cheese is really hot.
Come prepared.
Be prepared.
All right.
Cheers,
guys. Sláinte.
Listening to the Chicago Stockyard Kilty Band there. They've been down here at the 9-Foot Homemade Oak Bar before. Lots of Evergreen Park members in that group. They were marching in the parade. I know they were around town as well here in the EP all weekend long. Again, that segment's going to be on video later on this week on our YouTube page. I may even put it out on the podcast stream. We're experimenting with video podcasts down here now. Southside Pod, another podcast on the network, went full video last week. It was an experiment that went so well, we're actually going to try to keep doing it, continuing this week. Who knows, eventually, maybe the EP podcast will have a video and audio option. You can pick your poison. We got your word on the street and a trip over to Evergreen Park Community High School for the YA Literary Festival ahead. This is the EP podcast. Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things that Country Financial stands for. They're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through Evergreen Park. They're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of your community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. And since Country is already your neighbor, they want to get together and chat. Call your local Country Financial representative, Mike Thauer, today at 708-425-1559 to talk about the things that are important to you and how he can help you protect them. We're at the YA Literary Festival at Evergreen Park Community High School. Tina Ward's with me. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah? Now that we're about wrapping up, this has been fun. it's been a whirlwind.
It's been a busy day for you, right?
It really has been.
And I think the first thing I want to note about this literary festival that's for young adults that happened this past weekend in Evergreen Park, or as we sit here, is that you looked at me maybe 10 minutes ago and said, next one's in 2 years, because it takes a while to put something like this together.
100%.
And you felt that throughout the day, right?
Yes, we definitely. So Mary and I had made a conscious decision, because, first of all, thank you, Chris, for all your help in letting us promote
anything.
That. No, but you helped us promote, because guess what? Thank you to all you listeners out there and everybody. We had a goal of raising $20,000, and we raised $22,000.
That's awesome.
So because of that, we were able to bring these 10 awesome authors that are here today. All these kids that are milling around right now are grabbing their free books from bookies, because that's what the money went for. It went for paying for authors, paying for books, getting books in kids' hands, and we are thrilled. But you know what? We want to make sure we give this some time to raise that money again.
Well,
you know,
I think anytime you do a festival, or anytime you do like a big event, you're like, okay, this is what we envision. You try a bunch of stuff. You see the stuff that really works. You see the stuff you're like, I'd like to adjust that.
Right.
And then you go, okay, next time this thing's going to be bigger. And
correct.
I think any kind of event that I've covered, like, I mean, I think immediately to, I think I've been to Pollyanna's Oktoberfest for a couple years now out in Lamont,
right.
Or the one here in Evergreen Park, and I've seen them from their first one until their third one in the fall, and it's so different at the third one than the first one. And I think that that's like that with any festival. Your attendance will go up, the amount of people. You have a good crowd here, though.
We really were very, very fortunate. We had almost close to 90 young adults sign up and a few walk in the door. Plus, parents came, adults came. There are people who are friends with the authors. Arshay used to be from Chicago, but he's from out of town, so he had some people come, and it was really, really cool. One of the coolest things I heard today, though, was one of my students said to Arshay, he goes, you know what, man, he's a senior, never really finished a book. But before every football game, after he read Arshay's book, that was the book that he would read to inspire him before every game.
Really?
Yes.
That's really cool.
One of the coolest things.
Yeah.
You know, so that's awesome.
Was there a type of book or type of author that you saw the kids gravitate to the most in this? Or was it really evenly spread?
I feel like it was pretty evenly split. You know, yeah. The morning sessions we had, Brian Beeman was doing, helping kids draw, comics. And then we had, fantasy, like building fantasy worlds. And then we had the James Kleiss's Story Machine. And every one of those sessions was full. And I think every one of those kids got something amazing out of it.
That's awesome.
I feel like across the board, they're all evenly packed.
And I thought what was really cool is this was like a joint effort between the Evergreen Park Public Library and Evergreen Park
yes.
Public High School. But there were kids from all kinds of high schools
correct.
Outside of EPCHS that were here today.
And that's what we wanted this to be. We want this to be a huge community event.
Yeah.
Not just for our high school students. I have students here from Mother Macaulay, from Marist, from Brother Rice, from Central, from junior highs out in Alsip and Orland. And it was really, that's what we wanted this to be. We wanted to open this up to young adults to have an experience here on the south side of Chicago that maybe they just don't always get a chance to experience.
And the coolest thing about it for me was I got to see this library. Evergreen Park's high school has like a library that I would have seen on Beverly Hills 90210 in the 90s. Like this is like that unrealistic library that nobody has, but they have it.
We do.
It's crazy.
Very lucky.
There's a coffee bistro thingy over here.
Yep.
And I mean, it's goofy, this library. Like I didn't have this when I was a kid. This is amazing.
I know. I get to come to work here every single
That's
day.
That's crazy.
That is why my job is the best job ever. Sorry, Chris, but I love being a librarian. And you talked about our joint partnership, Mary Black and I from the Public Library in Frank Murray. I mean, we are very lucky, as you know, to live in this village because we all just work together so well. And ultimately, our whole goal is to bring books and literacy to kids' hands, and we did that today.
That's awesome. Well, Tina, congrats on the first time around, and a huge success. You told me everything from the numbers that you raised to the kids that showed up for it to the authors you were able to get. Huge success. All of my doubts when you told me about this 6 months ago washed away. I will never doubt you
Thank
again.
Thank you, Debbie Downer and Mr. Doubting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. See?
They came up with this and scheduled this before they had a dollar.
Yes, exactly. We sure did. Yes, we did.
And it all worked.
And it all worked.
And they pulled it off on St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Heck yeah, we did.
When most people have
one. On the south side.
On the south side. That's insane.
Yeah.
Good job.
So thank you so much, Chris, for being here. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It is now time for your EP podcast, Word on the Street, brought to you by Spoken Vine Wine Bar and Bottle Shop, northeast corner of 95th and Kedzie, an incredible array of wines and really great food. I'm a fan of the bacon-wrapped dates. If you're not a fan of dates or bacon, if you're not a fan of bacon or something weird about you, but if you don't like dates wrapped in bacon, try the meatballs. Definitely try all the wines. The Tuscan ones that they have there, a great selection, and they're constantly bringing in new ones, moving them around. You find something you like, you pick it up in the wine shop on the way out the door. See more at SpokenVineWines.com. The day this episode comes out, March the 19th, is the Illinois primary. A chance for you to go in and vote, and then hopefully not see any more attack ads or, oh wait, there'll be a general election. You'll see different attack ads. I have so many flyers in my mailbox that I don't need any extra kindling for the fire pit this year. Do you get the text messages like, hey, donate, we have to hurry up and win this thing? I get them from both sides. How does that happen? The polls open at 6 a.m. They close at 7 p.m. They'll probably start declaring winners at 7:01. You'll lose interest by 7:15. But definitely go out and vote. I'm bringing my 18-year-old,
tomorrow, first time she ever gets to vote. She's not registered to vote, but it turns out that Illinois is one of 21 states in the union where you can register right there at the polling place. In her case, I know she has a valid driver's license and a student ID, but check out the Secretary of State's office website. You can see a bunch of other documents that you may need if you need to register to vote on site. If you want to get away from the voting on March 19th from 1 to 3 p.m., there is a fruit tree pruning workshop at the Evergreen Park Urban Barn. Mary Kay Nielsen was on this show recently talking all about this. If you want some details, give her a call, 708-286-5055. That barn, of course, at 91st in Rockwell is a working barn, 24/7, 365. Stop by sometime. Take a look at it. Check it out. Bring the kids. Keep your dog on a leash when you're around there. Actually, anywhere in Evergreen Park, okay? AARP tax preparation for the season is currently being offered at the Office of Citizen Services. My accountant's expensive. I wish I could use that. If you can, you can get an appointment. They're available daily. They're not going to do your business returns. They're not going to do your complicated returns. Well, heck, I can do an easy. But if you can't do a 1040 easy, give OCS a call, 708-422-8776. Find out what they're able to do for you. Meanwhile, the rec department is having some Easter happenings on March 23rd, 10 a.m. until 11:30 in the morning at the Community Center, 3450 West 97th Street. It's a free family event for Evergreen Park residents, and here's what you're going to get there. The bunny's going to be there. Get a picture. Kids get to do crafts, Easter egg coloring, and a continental breakfast donated by Wolf's Bakery. The youth department is also doing Easter egg dyeing at the center March 26th, 27th, and 28th from 3:30 in the afternoon until 5, and then there is an Easter egg hunt March 28th from 4 to 4:30 p.m. And our final item of the show is brought to you by SidSauce.net, a local small business where they grow the peppers here in Evergreen Park, create delicious hot sauces, and then they deliver them to your door for free. See everything they have to offer at SidSauce.net. The annual March for Meg 5K walk is happening on Saturday, March 30th. It's coming up, 11 a.m. The event will take place at Yukich Field at 89th and Kedzie. There is a free skin screening being offered from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. over at the EP Fire Department. For more information, go to marchformeg.com. That's your EP podcast. Watch for the videos of what we were out doing this past weekend coming up later on this week inside the EP podcast feed. You want to be subscribed so you see them. Do that anywhere podcasts can be found and see every option available at the eppodcast.com.
It's the EP podcast. All things Evergreen Park. It's the EP podcast. Evergreen Park.